Another use of programmatic research: asking if results generalize across populations, settings, and tasks. Often our research starts with a simple research hypothesis that requires only a two-group design. Keep in mind that to run this, we had to make some selections. For example, we decided to run college students because they're available. We decided to run it in a lecture setting because that was easy to do. And we decided that we would teach psychology because it's real easy for me to run a study comparing computer and lecture on this population with this setting and this task. Fine place to start. When we found and replicated an effect, making certain selections, it's important to check whether changing these selections changes the results. This is the programmatic research. This is the extension. This is the multivariate part. If there is no interaction, if the results don't depend upon the population, task, stimulus, or setting, we need to know that so that we can apply the results of our study to our theory and our practice, confident in their generalizability. If they don't depend, if they do generalize, we want to know that. If there is an interaction, if the results do depend upon the population, setting, or task stimulus, we need to know that so that we can apply the correct version of the study to our theory or our practice. At some point, we're likely to use between-group factorial designs to ask ourselves how well the results will generalize to other populations. Did what we show to work on college students also work on high school students? Does it generalize or is it limited? Other settings. Does what I found apply to lecture as well as to online? I mean, I can run a lecture in a lecture setting. I can run a lecture in an online setting. I can focus on online learning in this lecture course. I can focus on listening online. All of these combinations are possible. Does what we get depend upon the setting? We might also want to know if the results that we found change when we change topics. Now, I want you to notice that each of these studies has a replication component to it. Because the original study was run on psych students, and we have a simple effect of treatment versus control for psych students in the blue study. The original study was run on college students. Now in our programmatic research, we're going to add high school students. But here is the simple effect of treatment versus control for college students. The same thing we got there. And when we expand so we're including not only lecture but online, there is our replication of our earlier study. This is where replications come from. We really can't afford to just run a separate replication study. They're too expensive. Also, there's sort of a dead end. It is very difficult to get a replication study published, whether you replicate or fail to replicate. If you replicate somebody else's results, the editor of the major journals say, we knew that. They found that 3 years ago. What are you still dinking around with? Now, we all want replication. We don't want to pay for it. Sounds like lots of things. If you run the study and you don't replicate it, the editors say, well, they got it. What'd you do wrong? And they still don't want to publish it. Replication is important. Replication is valued. But it's too expensive to rerun that study up in the upper right-hand corner 5 times. What you do is you embed that study in other larger studies. We've got 3 replications of that basic finding here. And at the same time, we're asking if other things change the results. Do we get generalization? Do we get more interesting patterns? Because each of these studies also gives us some original findings and a test of generalizability. Does teaching philosophy give us the same answer as teaching psychology? Does teaching high school students give us the same answer as teaching college students? Does teaching online give us the same answer as teaching in lecture? We get a lot of information. And for those of you who are thinking about it, yeah, this whole thing can be run as one big study. Treatment versus control, for psychology versus philosophy, for high school and college, for lecture and online, a 4-way factorial design. It's a little ugly. There's a lot of stats involved, but it's the kind of research that is the mainstay. And that's why it's important that we get you able to know the difference between main effects and interactions, because a lot of the stuff that you're going to read about is big, nasty interactions.